suggest proceedings were in favor of Atiku and PDP. What happened is that on the 1st of March, Atiku and PDP had asked the Court of Appeal, which is sitting at the Election Petition Tribunal, through a motion ex parte that the court should allow Atiku and PDP have unhindered access to INEC portal, including INEC Rivers as the bimodal verification equipment, also to have access to the cloud and to the IRS and to the backup and end-to-end electronic storage of the voting that was carried out on the 25th of February 2023. However, INEC had gone forward with a motion asking the court to vary that order on the ground that granting the order will expose voters and their names will be known. We oppose that application strenuously on the ground that under Section 122 of the Electoral Act, the secrecy of voters is only said to happen at the polling unit, not after the polls have been conducted and results announced like in this case.
What does this do for your decision whether the PDP are going to accept the election?
Their motion to vary the order of the court given on the 3rd of March, which was to enable Atiku and PDP to access the BIVA, the IRF, the electronic data, the end-to-end, the cloud, and everything, and to allow Atiku and PDP to scan all the voter materials and also electronically to see everything. Having withdrawn that motion, it means that that earlier order granted by the court stands. And INEC must obey that order. And the electoral act says they must obey it within 7 days to enable Atiku and PDP to file his petition.
So when would you have access?
INEC now has to obey the order of the court. So from tomorrow, we will go to INEC to say, let us have access. That means they can no longer configure. Don't forget their motion to vary was that they should be allowed to reconfigure all the data because of the governorship election coming up Saturday the 11th. So by refusing this motion, it means INEC cannot configure anything. In other words, the entire INEC data as they were when presidential and national assembly elections were conducted on the 25th of February remain, and they must remain untouched. They must remain unstained and unaffected. And unfairly, that is the meaning of the ruling today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.